Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. Welcome to the Someone Cares broadcast. I want to encourage you to get ready to study the Word of God with me today. I am going to be doing a teaching along the lines of the do's and the don't do's of the Bible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe this study is going to be a blessing to you. So I want you to check everything out that I say. The Bible tells us to try the spirits, see whether they be of God. For many false prophets are going out into the world. You are supposed to try every spirit upon every minister. Glory to God. I come over the radio and a lot of times I tell you about different doctrines that's being taught. And in some cases, I tell you who's teaching those doctrines. The reason I do that is because the Apostle Paul did it. Glory to God. There was time when Apostle Paul called names over 8 different times in the New Testament. And he didn't do it because he didn't like the people. He did it because he didn't like the devil telling lies to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. But today, I want to just share with you, I want you to test everything I say. Don't take nothing Apostle Lewis says if it's not in this Bible. And I encourage you, whatever I teach, you need to go to your Bible and check it out. You're supposed to see whether my teaching is correct. And I'm not insulted if you go check it out. Glory to God. Challenge it. Because if I'm not teaching the Word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept, you are not supposed to receive it. Glory to God. I was listening to a major network on the other day, and there was a major preacher that was teaching thousands of people. And he made this statement. He said, the people that teach the do's and the don'ts of the Bible are called legalism. They are called legalistic people. In other words, this is legalism to do something and to do good works. Well, I'm going to go to the Bible and I'm going to go to the Word of God and we're going to see what Jesus had to say. I'm going to mostly teach from Jesus' thoughts today. And so if I can give you enough scripture to show you that Jesus expects you to do something and to do good and to do good works, amen. If I can show you where Jesus taught that, then any preacher ought to be ashamed and ought to be afraid to come against Jesus' teaching. All the apostles taught what Jesus taught them. Glory to God. And I'm going to show you that today. So we want to go to the Word of God and we want to destroy the lies of the enemy. Glory to God. A lot of the grace teaching, the modern day grace teaching, is against doing good works. It's against doing anything. It tells you that you can get to heaven without doing anything. A lot of the modern day cross messages that you hear, what they literally telling you. Now, keep in mind, I want you to check out what I'm saying, check out what I'm teaching, but also check out what these ministers are teaching as well, the Grace Revolution ministers, the modern day cross preachers. Here is what they are saying. They teach a lot regarding who he is and what he did and that he did it. And you know what? That's absolutely true, because they'll go to the Bible and tell you who Jesus is. They'll go to the Bible and tell you what he did and that he did it, but they'll turn right back around and tell you you don't have to do nothing he say. My God. Amen. It's really not a laughing matter, but we need to discern everything we're listening to, and we need to pay attention to what these ministers are saying. Again, the modern day grace ministers are telling us that grace covers our sin, that we didn't do nothing to get it, and we don't have to do nothing to keep it. And there's some truth in what they're saying, but then they tell you enough truth and then throw a little lie in there to poison the truth that they told you. So you need to check it out. The modern day cross message, again, this is what they're saying. And don't take my word for it. I need you to listen to them. Judge it. Glory to God. Ask them questions. Ask me questions. And you need to check it out. Why? Because your soul hang in the balance. Here's what the modern day cross messages are saying. They talk about who he is, what he did, and that he did it. But they turn right back around and tell you, you don't have to obey Jesus' teaching. You don't have to keep Jesus' commandments. You don't have to keep God's commandments. You don't have to do nothing. Long as you believe the gospel, believe what Jesus did, believe who he is, that's all it takes. And you ain't got to do nothing. God gonna do it all. That is the biggest lie anybody can ever tell. And if a minister preach truth to you, then turn around and tell you, don't listen to Jesus, you should know that minister was not sent by Jesus Christ. So I'm going to go to Jesus Christ's teaching today regarding what we should do. And then you got to make a decision whether you're going to believe Jesus or whether you're going to believe these modern day preachers. And a lot of these modern day preachers, they want to go to these apostles' epistles and they take verses and they twist them and try to tell you that they're saying something other than what Jesus said. But I'm going to show you where all the apostles taught what Jesus told them to teach. And any apostle that deviated from what Jesus taught is a false apostle. And none of these apostles in the Bible deviated from Jesus. But what the modern day preachers would do is they'll take some of the statements that these apostles made and twist them. I want you to go back to Jesus' original teaching and stick with it. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is the Savior of the world. The Bible says in John 14:6, Jesus made the statement, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." Now, I want to read a few verses before we get into Jesus' teaching. Hosea 4:7, the Bible says, "As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame." Look at verse 8 and verse 9 in Hosea 4. "They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priests. I will punish them for their ways and reward them their doings." Let me tell you something. In the Old Testament, God said he's going to reward people for their doings. There is nothing in the New Testament that said God won't reward you for your doings now. And for any message to tell you that you don't have to do anything and you don't have to do nothing to get to heaven, that is a lie from the pit of hell. God is still rewarding people for their doings, be it good or bad. Hallelujah. The Bible said, like people, like priests. The reason the people believe you don't have to do nothing is because the priests have taught them that you can get away now under this new covenant. But we're going to look at the word of God and see that we're still serving the same God. The Bible said, "I am the Lord, I change not." God don't change when he lay down a rule and a principle. Glory to God. Look at Jeremiah 17:10. "I, the Lord, search the hearts. I try the rein, even to give to every man according to his ways." God is still giving to everybody according to their ways, even in the New Testament. And look at the latter part of that verse. It says, "and according to the fruit of their doings." God has not changed. Now look at Romans 2, start at verse 4. "Or despise thou the riches of his goodness and the forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" God is good to people that do wrong, but he's trying to lead you to repentance before you die, because if you die doing wrong, you're going to end up in hell. That's what these scriptures trying to tell you. Look at verse 5, still in Romans 2. "But after that, thy hardness and impotent heart treasureth up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God." There is coming a righteous judgment of God. Let's go on to verse 6. "Who will render to every man according to his deeds." God is still going to give you according to your deeds and your doings in the New Testament under the grace covenant. Look at verse 7. "To them who by patient continue in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life." Amen. Those that are doing good are going to get eternal life. That's what the Bible is telling you. But now look at the next verse. "But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath." That's what they're going to get. Look at verse 9. "Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, to the Jew first and also to the Gentiles." Hallelujah. Let me go to 2 Corinthians 5:9 down to verse 11. Look at what Apostle Paul said. "Wherefore we labor." Paul said we labor, we work, we do something. Hallelujah. He said, "Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him." Paul said, "We labor that we may be accepted of him." Sounds to me like Paul telling us that if you're not doing something and you're not doing right, you're not going to be accepted of him. Let's keep reading. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, Watch this. Whether it be good or bad, you're going to receive what you did, whether it be good or bad, according to the scriptures. Verse 11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and we trust also are made manifest in your conscience. Paul said, knowing the terror of the Lord, we're trying to persuade you, you better get it right. That's what he's saying. Okay, Revelation 14, 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. Here the Bible telling us we need to keep the commandments of God in the New Testament, in the last book of the Bible. Look at Revelation 14, 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Whatever you're doing in the New Testament under grace is going to follow you. Hallelujah. If you don't repent and get it right, that's going to follow you. If you repent and get it right, that's going to follow you. Hallelujah. Whatever you're doing is going to follow you, and God's going to judge you by your doings. Hallelujah. Jesus went to the cross to forgive sin, but Jesus didn't go to the cross to forgive sin and let you keep sinning and now won't judge you for your wrongdoing. No, if you die in your wrongdoings, you're going to be judged for that. Revelation 20, verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead which was in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which was in them, and they was judged, every man according to their works. Your works still matter. What confuses a lot of people with works is when they go to the New Testament and they find scriptures such as this, Galatians 2, verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, notice the Bible said that a man is not justified by the works of the law. And a lot of people stop right there and say, well, we don't do no works in the New Testament. And then they go to Ephesians chapter 2 and say, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works. And they stop right there and they say, well, we don't do no work. But what the scripture is trying to tell us is that we don't do the works of the law. The works of the law, the priest had to work, keep the temple, had to prepare the temple. They had to work and clean the bulls and the goats and the offerings before they could offer it to God. And so when they did that, they would get their sins forgiven year after year. Well, the Bible is trying to tell us in the New Testament, we are not under the works of the law, so we don't have to do the works of the law anymore. So when the scriptures say, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, he's telling you that these are the works of the Old Testament that they used to do. He's not telling you you don't do no good works. Because if you keep reading Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible says, not of works, least any man should boast, but we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We are ordained to do good works. So there's two types of works in the New Testament that is discussed. The works of the law, but there's also the works of obedience, the works of faith. We do the works of faith in the New Testament. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. That means you got to have some good works. Hallelujah. Not the works of the law. So we don't want to get those two works mixed up. No, we're not saved by the works of the law. But if you want to be saved, you better have some good works of obedience and obeying these scriptures. James said it like this in James chapter 1. Don't be hearers of the word, but doers. You have to do the word of God after you've been born again. If you're not doing the word of God, you're not going to make heaven your home. Now, I know there's a lot of teaching that say you don't have to do nothing. I know the modern day cross preachers preach hard and preach strong and say Jesus did it all, but that's not in the scripture. Jesus did it all to get our sins forgiven so that you can live a righteous and a holy life. You can do that now. Glory to God. Not Jesus doing it for you. Glory to God. Let's keep on reading. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, look at what Paul said. Remember without ceasing your work of faith and your labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father. You have to have works of faith in the New Testament. So don't mix that up with the works of the law. Now, we're going to go into some of Jesus' teaching. I'm going to show you that Jesus expects you to do something. And now, after I finish reading Jesus' teaching, you're going to have to fight against Jesus Christ. And I would advise you to take his words, amen, and believe him and do it. Glory to God. Now, look at Luke 8, verse 21. Look at Jesus' teaching. And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. Amen. The minister that I heard the other day said, we don't have to do nothing. We don't have to do no good works to get to heaven. Glory to God. Amen. He said, the ones that do good and think you have to do or don't do, that these people are legalistic people. Well, let's see what Jesus said about it. Jesus said, if you don't do what I say, you're not my brother and you're not my sister and you're not my mother. Let me read Jesus' words again. Luke 8, verse 21. And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. Sound like Jesus expects us to do the word of God. Let's go to Luke 6, 46. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Looks like Jesus expects for us to do what he say. Let's keep reading. Matthew 7, verse 21 through 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Jesus is expecting people that's expecting to go to heaven to do the will of the Father which is in heaven. And if you keep reading, he explained to you what the will of the Father is. He says in verse 22, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have I cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. See, they was doing some good things, but they was breaking God's laws. That's that word iniquity mean a lawbreaker. So you can't do churchy things and break God's laws at the same thing. That's still a bad word. Jesus is expecting us to keep God's commandments, to keep God's laws, because Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, even as I kept my Father's commandments. Glory to God. Let's keep reading. Matthew 5, verse 19. Jesus teaching. It says, whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of the commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus' teaching don't sound nothing like the modern-day grace preachers and the modern-day cross preachers, because they're telling us that we don't have to do this Bible. They're telling us we don't have to do nothing in this Bible. We don't have to do nothing after we get saved. Since Jesus died on the cross, he gonna do it all for you. That is not what Jesus taught. That is not what the Bible teaches. That is not what the apostles taught. That's what somebody made up. Amen? If you don't think they made it up, go back and listen to Jesus and listen to his teaching. Jesus is the one that know the way to eternal life and the way to the Father. Here's what he said again. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. If you want to be called great, do what Jesus say. Matthew 19, starting at verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do to have eternal life? Here's a man asked Jesus, what good thing shall I do to have eternal life? Now, if you didn't have to do no good to have eternal life, Jesus would have corrected this man right here. Jesus is going to tell this man what good thing he need to do that he may have eternal life. Now, when you get God's spirit inside of you, you are able now to do good. The Bible said that the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Now that you are born again, the righteousness of the law of God can now be fulfilled in you. These are the good works that we're talking about. You have to walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5 verse 16 said, "This I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." In Hebrews chapter 8 and in Hebrews chapter 10, the Bible explains the new covenant. Scripture says, "This is the covenant that I will make with them, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts." Glory to God. So the new covenant is God putting his laws in our hearts. Now, when he put these laws in our hearts by way of the Spirit of God, and these laws are written in our souls when the minister under the anointing is preaching these words of life, is being written inside of us then in our memory and in our soulish area. When these laws are put in us, you have become a law unto yourself, and you can live this Bible. And this is what God is talking about, good works. James, the first chapter said, "If a man look into this perfect law of liberty, walk away and forget what manner of man he was, he deceives himself." And he said, this is the work that we need to do. It is the same work that the Apostle Paul was talking about in Philippians 2, verse 12. Apostle Paul says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Yes, he said, it's God in you both to will and to do, because that grace of God is in our spirit, and that grace of God will influence you, give you divine influence, but it's still you choosing to do it, because the Bible said, "Do all things without murmuring." The very next verse tell you, you got to do all things without murmuring. That's you deciding to do what the Bible say. Amen. These are the works of obedience in the New Testament, not the works of the law. Let me go back to Jesus' teaching again. Matthew 19, verse 16. Look at this young man. Asked him a question, how to get eternal life. What Jesus said then was good, and is still good today, because Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Matthew 19, verse 16 and 17. "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life," watch what Jesus told him, "keep the commandment." Jesus told this man, the good thing you can do is keep the commandments. Amen. Keep in mind that when you're born again, the Spirit comes in with a consciousness of the commandments of God, of the requirements of God. And the Bible says your conscience is purged from dead works that you might serve the living God. The scripture said the Holy Ghost would bring all things to our remembrance that Jesus said. And everything Jesus taught, the Spirit of God will bring to your conscience and your memory. Hallelujah. Look at John 2, verse 5. "His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." Amen. So to say we don't need to do anything is bad teaching. And this bad teaching has been around the body of Christ for a long time. But let's go back to Jesus' teaching. And anybody taking you away from Jesus' teaching, these are false ministers, false prophets, and they're liars, because we know Jesus don't lie. Look at John 6:58. "This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever." He's talking about his words. Jesus said, "The words that I speak, they are life, and my words are spirit and life." And he said, if you eat this bread and eat this doctrine, you'll live forever. Look at Matthew 28, verse 19. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Now, here is Jesus teaching his apostles to teach all nations and everybody everything he taught them. So if you think the apostles taught something different from Jesus, then you have a misinterpretation of the scriptures. None of the apostles deviated from Jesus' teaching. So Jesus right here told them to teach the things that I taught. Look at John 17, verse 6. "I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Every word I just read about Jesus teaching, Jesus said the apostles kept them also. So to say that the apostles didn't teach you how to do something, then you're teaching wrong. You're misunderstanding the apostles, because none of the apostles took you away from Jesus' teaching. That's why I decided to go straight back to get it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Let's get it directly from Jesus. Let's go back to Jesus' teaching. Now, any message and messenger that come and tell you anything different from Jesus, that is the spirit of the Antichrist speaking to you. They may sound convincing. They may sound intelligent, but if they're taking you away from what Jesus said, they are liars and the truth is not in them. Let me show you that Paul also taught what Jesus taught. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 3. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12, all the apostles. When he rose, he got back with the 12, and he commissioned them again to go. And then the Bible says in verse 6 of 1 Corinthians 15, after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain until this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach and so you believe. In other words, Paul said, whether it was the 12 apostles or myself, so we preach. They all preached the same identical thing. None of them deviated from Jesus' teaching. So when you hear the modern day grace preachers, the modern day cross preachers telling you, you don't have to obey Jesus' teaching. You don't have to do nothing in the Bible. You don't have to do nothing to go to heaven. You don't have to do nothing anymore. Just believe. You know that the Bible is teaching that these men are liars. Here's how Apostle John said it. Hereby we do know we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. Glory to God. Let's go back to Jesus' teaching and let's do the word of God, since we've been empowered by the Spirit of God, and let's do what is right, because our works are going to follow us. Glory to God. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you, we thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.